earth, and sky.
Worldwide coal resources may not be as extensive as people thought.
You're listening to Caltech engineer David Rutledge, who spoke to EarthSky at a recent science meeting. He said governments around the world have overestimated coal reserves, the amount of coal still available for energy use.
That estimate, though, at least for these trends, appears to be high for coal.
To figure out how high, Rutledge studied trends in countries that have already run out of coal.
I have a librarian who spent a year collecting the production numbers for, all of the coal-producing countries of the world back to about 1800.
Rutledge's study suggests that ultimate coal production, or total production for past and future mining, is only 60% of what governments around the world estimate. In other words, no matter what you may think of coal as an energy source, the fact is we may have less to burn than previously believed.
It would be good news for climate change. I think it is true that the biggest unknown in predicting future climate is the amount of fossil fuel that we will burn.
Rutledge added his estimate provides a good reason to develop and transition to alternative fuels.
Yeah, you want to get cracking, independent of climate consideration.
That was David Rutledge, and I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.